Oh, wouldn't it be so easy to be free? I think it's time I learned to encounter what life's got to offer me. So naturally, I'm done. Finally, I've won. Finally, I'm won. No.
That's a song from one of my favorite albums in a long time called Then and Now. It's from Benny Green at the piano. And the composer just then of Naturally, the lyric by and sung by you.
Me, c'est moi.
Veronica Swift is with me and Emmett Cohen is with me. And we're together on WBGO and you're fresh. That's one of those great words that got overworked, but you have that. There's this wonderful freshness about you,
besides
all of your chops and charms.
Thank you. Chops and charms.
So you're going to be together at Birdland this coming week, Tuesday through Saturday. But let's flash back even not that far, because you're not old enough to be that far back. But was it inevitable? I mean, were you singing from the cradle?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, like when you learn a language growing up, you're exposed to, if your English is your first language, you're exposed to the language and you don't know how you learned English. It's kind of the same thing with jazz and vocabulary of bebop. I was always around it even before I was born. Mom was performing gigs with dad and while I was in utero.
And wow.
When I was 9, it just kind of naturally happened. I started singing with them, going on the road with them and...
Mom being Stephanie Nicasian,
yes.
And dad being Hot O'Brien.
Yes.
And it's been about 20 years since they were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good time. And you weren't even around then, Alice. Oh, yeah, you were around then.
I was maybe 5 years old.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you came by, if you were running around the studio. I don't remember.
That's how it was growing up, though. Or if you're at a bar or the jazz club, you'd see like this little kid at the bar with a coloring book and a Shirley Temple. Well, that was me. I slept in a bass case once in Paris. That was pretty funny.
Do you remember the first song? The first song you remember hearing
yes,
your mother sing?
Oh, I remember
or
hearing my mother
sing. Or anybody sing.
Well, there was always like a group of songs that stuck with me growing up. But one of them was the song Interlude, and I actually recorded it on my upcoming album. And it's a song by Pete Rugolo. And the melody, you know, I was a sucker for melody first. I didn't understand lyrics until I got to college, maybe, the importance. But melody and harmony were always what like drew me to music. And Interlude is such a beautiful melody. Pete Rugolo, of course, he arranged and composed for Stan Kenton. So that's kind of how I got into that school of June Christie and that school of music.
How did you connect with Emmett? And how did you connect with Veronica?
Emmett went to University of Miami and kind of introduced me to a lot of the great young players on the scene. You want, I don't know if you want to say anything about
it. Yeah, we met as she was coming into school. I was leaving. We didn't overlap there. But I think we connected maybe on some kind of performance or some kind of jam session or something like that. And she asked me to play on her record. And so I, you know, took a trip out to rural Pennsylvania.
A
was
Lonely
it?
Woman record, yeah, from like a few years ago.
And her mother and her father were there, and they asked me to play, and we recorded some really nice things, and there was an instant connection between us. And we said, man, we have to play together. And then a few years later, Veronica moved to New York and kind of took it by storm and started working everywhere. Started appearing and becoming in demand. And, you know, I had been in New York for a little while before that, maybe 4 years before she got here. And we hit it off musically, and it was just a perfect storm, really.
Let's have some storming. Let's
All
hear
right.
the two of you sing and play.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love.
And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. Ooh. Hey, look at me and smile, I understand. Then in a little while, he'll take my hand. Ooh, though it's absurd, I know we both won't say a word. No, no. Well, maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. But I'm sure to meet him someday. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home for just us two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? All else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Just us two, from which I'll never roam. Would you? All else above, I'm waiting for the man I
Veronica Swift and Emmett Cohen at and on WBGO. You're fun to watch because you're very animated and you actually are playing the lyrics.
Well, I mean, it's I was also a dancer, so I just can't keep still when I hear this music or sing this music. I don't know how one can.
I'm thinking with a jazz singer for a mother, Stephanie. You may not remember, but you probably heard some really hip lullabies.
Oh, man, yes. And she's, the voice, I do remember hearing those lullabies as a young kid. And, she's got such a great command of her voice and her instrument and her intonation, everything. So I think just picked up on the little subtleties, I guess, with her.
Well, I'm wondering if you know, chops are not genetic. I mean, you have to develop them and evolve them and work at them for your whole life. And, you know, were there moments when you'd be singing in the shower and suddenly there was a head sticking in and shouting out, "No, sweetheart,
no,
D flat."
They never did that. They weren't those kind of parents. And they weren't pushy stage parents either. They let me go on my own and do my own thing. And she was pushy in other ways, but not musically. And I'm glad she did, because now I'm a hard worker because of it.
Well, I was wondering, you know, what lessons you learned, especially
more so time management and not procrastinating and things like that. My musical education really came from like my band directors in high school and middle school, and this leader of this jazz orchestra that I played in as a kid. That kind of started my career, the Young Rascals Jazz Project with Dave Adams. Educators, they really had the impact too, directly. And my trumpet teacher, John Durth. I was exposed to a lot of great educators.
Do you play?
I do. I played classical piano, but I'm definitely not on the level of Mr. Cohen here. but trumpet was more my instrument, actually, before I started singing. So I guess kind of how I articulate sometimes, kind of like a trumpet player.
You have a grand tradition of trumpet playing singers or singing trumpet players, mm-hmm. however you look at it.
Chet Baker, which is one of my favorites. Dad used to play with him. And we have him today, too.
And you have a new album coming.
Yes, and I'm so happy that Emmett was able to be on it with me again this time, and also the great Benny Green Trio, legendary pianist. And we're going to be releasing that the end of August, and on Mack Avenue Records, the album is called Confessions.
Let's have something. Tell me what you want to hear, or what they're going to hear, what we're going
to
hear.
We'd like to show you a song from this album. This is an arrangement I did with Javier Nero of Forget About the Boy, which is from musical Thoroughly Modern Millie, but this is our own taste on this song.
Pull the plug, ain't he the man who pulled the rug? He's nothing but an alley cat, dirty rat, and I flatter. Forget about the boy, forget about the boy, forget about the boy. And in the moonlight, don't you think about him. Sister, you're much better off without him. You can blow the blues.
Veronica Swift's Forgetting About the Boy. That's from Confessions. Is that the whole title, Confessions?
Yes.
But you have a longer title when you're doing it on the album.
Well, it's a medley I put together. One of the, I guess what you say, torch songs, is a medley I put together of Confession by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. And then I found a Nina Simone song called The Other Woman. And it seemed that these songs really needed to be together. One was the first act, and the Other Woman is the second act. And really, they tie the story together so well. Because I'm all about the story, first and foremost. And so I put together this medley, and I call it Confessions of the Other Woman.
Go to bed at 10. Now isn't that a bore? I always go to bed at 10. Then I go home at 4. The other woman finds time to manicure her nails. The other woman's perfect.
Veronica Swift, Confessing on WBGO. Oh, now that's with Benny, right?
And that one was with Benny Green, yes.
And that's on the album called Confessions. It comes out on Mack Avenue upcoming August. So a preview just then on WBGO. And she's at WBGO with Emmett Cohen. You're on the record also, right?
I am. As is my trio.
What do you like about playing for her?
I think that, you know, it's very rare to find someone that you connect with musically. You know, you have to search far and wide, all over the planet sometimes to find that person. It's almost like a marriage of sorts, a musical marriage. And for, you know, a vocalist to find the right pianist, and for a singer to find for a pianist to find the right vocalist, it's this really incredible feeling where you like, wow, we can really develop this. We can take this in so many directions. This is someone that understands where I'm coming from musically. This is somebody who feels what I'm playing, and I can tell when she sings back, and we can really get to the essence of the emotional aspect of music together. And, you know, that kind of thing can happen with other instrumentalists, but it's a whole other level when someone is out on stage exposed just with their voice. And Veronica's definitely one of the great singers of our time. And, you know, even in just a little over a year, maybe 2 years in New York, we've developed together extraordinarily, I believe.
Symbiosis, I think it's called.
Yeah.
As opposed to being an accompanist, because that can be really tiresome. You know, just play, just play these changes or play this or play that. But when you're really creating together, I mean, you can go places together. She can do things vocally and you have to follow. And he can do things pianistically and you have to follow.
Yes. It's like we're one mind sometimes, thinking at the same time. When we arrange or when we create on stage, when you get to that place where you are both thinking in one headspace, one mind, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and then when you're there, a lot of times you're not thinking at all.
Yeah,
everything else goes out the window, and you're able to kind of trust your instincts, especially on stage, especially in a live setting. You know, I know if there's ever a problem, I know she's got my back. She knows that I've got her back. That's one of the main things about being an accompanist or working together. And what I love about her is she has wonderful ears, better than almost anyone I've ever experienced playing for before. And, you know, no matter what we do, no matter what key we take it in, you know, it's this kind of thing where we're able to just be right there, you know, for each other.
So be right there with each other.
What would you like to do? Let's do, we're going to do one from the new record. This is a song called I'm Hip. I'm no square. I'm alert. I'm awake. I'm aware. I am always on the scene. Making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read Playboy magazine. I'm so hip. I dig. I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend, man, I'm so hip. Now every Saturday night, with my suit button tight and my suede on, I'm getting my kicks, yes, I'm watching Netflix with my shades on. 'Cause I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. Do, 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 do. Yes, I'm hip. I'm alive. I enjoy any joint with his jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vodeo-do. Lady Gaga knows my friend. I'm so hip. Yes, I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. Sorry, man. Nay, how the day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now whatever the fads and whatever the ads say, it's Needsville. I'm keeping abreast. Yes, I'm in front of the rest with Elitesville. 'Cause I'm cool as a kook. I'm a car, I'm a cat, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really, I do scooba-doo-boo. One more time, play Mac the Knife. Let her rip, 'cause I'm hip like your hip. We're all hip. Watch us flip, yeah, 'cause he's hip. Watch him flip. Let her rip, 'cause we're hip like he's hip. 'Cause I'm hip like your hip. We're all hip. Watch us rip, 'cause I'm hip. Scooba-doo-ba-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Bobby Duro and Dave Frischberg, both jazz cats playing and singing and creating songs like that together. And so I think they would very much approve Netflix somehow worked in there. And it rhymed and everything. And,
of course.
And
lady, Artie French flicks.
Exactly.
Netflix.
That's it. Veronica Swift and Emmett Cohen together at WBGL. They're going to be together at Birdland this week, upcoming Tuesday through Saturday. And then what? Where are you going on the road after that?
Well, after that, we do something in Camden, too. But then after that, I go to Umbria with Benny Green, and I'll be in Italy doing the Umbria Jazz Festival.
It's a great festival.
Yeah, it's my first time going.
Perugia is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
then I'll
my
be going
favorite
to Marciac.
In Europe. Yeah, you'll have a good time. Yes, yes.
I've been told it's one of the best. And then I'll be going to Marciac with Winton.
Oh, yeah, and that's his favorite. That's his favorite festival.
All the greats. And Emmett, what about you? Where are you going next?
After we play at Birdland, I'm going to Costa Rica, actually, for a couple of gigs. And then, you know, a couple of other things on the West Coast. And I think Veronica and I meet up, and we do Vail, Aspen, and Telluride, and also San Jose in August. Yeah. But it's kind of a nonstop venture for both of us at this point.
We're not on it now.
it's not like being an actor that you audition, but you have to connect somehow. You have to meet and play and be heard from and of, and somebody must recommend, and next thing you know, it needs to work out, and sometimes it doesn't. But how do you? I mean, your mother, Veronica, and your father, both professionals. Did they give you lessons or tell you anything about being professional?
Not, I mean, like I said, they weren't like preaching or teaching in that way. It was more I learned by, you know, monkey see, monkey do. But they didn't really, they had an agent, but they self-managed. And it was very hard. And especially because, like, you know, my dad went away and didn't, he wasn't in the jazz scene for a good number of years. So, you know, it was hard for him to, I guess, come back into it after having been gone. And watching them self-manage, I did learn a lot from them. But now that I have, you know, my management and agent, booking agent, it keeps me more on the creative route. And I get to just focus on that stuff instead of having to worry about emails and all that. It's kind of just come naturally, all the business stuff. I didn't have to, you know, really hustle in that way.
As you both probably know already, you play the gigs for free. You get paid for all the pains in the ass of the road.
We're paid to travel.
I mean, it just, you know, that just makes you nuts, and getting the gigs and everything. And who have you played with that you've enjoyed the most playing with, Emmett?
Wow. So I have a project that I'm working on called the Masters Legacy Series, and that's like an ongoing personal endeavor. I guess it started when I first moved to New York. I got a gig with the Dizzy Gillespie Alumni All-Star Band. And so we played on New Year's Eve at the Kennedy Center, and the whole band took a bus down. And Jimmy Heath was playing first tenor in the band, who was the last member of in that band of Dizzy's original band. And so I sat near him on the bus, and he was telling stories about, you know, having Charlie Parker over for dinner, lending him his horn and staying at the gig to make sure he didn't pawn it. He had all these, you know, stories about John Coltrane and everything growing up in Philly and his brothers and the Modern Jazz Quartet. And I was like, wow, this is an education that I haven't received by going to school or anything like that. So I decided to create a forum for young serious musicians to interact and record and interview and learn from the jazz masters. And so through that project, to answer your question, I've gotten a chance to record with Jimmy Cobb, with Ron Carter, with Benny Golson and Tootie Heath, George Coleman, and you know, I've gotten a chance to work with so many of the jazz masters, and for me, that's one of my great passions, connecting with the history of that music, to be on stage with Freddie Cole, who, you know, sang with his brother Nat, or you know, to play with Houston Person, who grew up, you know, in the Deep South, and has all these stories to share, and all of these feelings to emote through his horn. That has been one of the greatest gifts on this planet to me.
That's always been the way in the jazz world, certainly, of the master and the apprentice, as it were, learning from the master and then becoming a master yourself. And then you have to pass it along because they will insist that you do.
Well, it's funny. I mean, you know, I've been in New York for 7 years now, and I'm almost 30 years old. And so now a lot of my gigs I'm playing with people that are younger than me. So it happens very quickly.
It's going to happen even more. Yes, yes, yes. Let's listen to you happen. Play me something.
Okay. This is Benny Goodman's theme song, played a little differently by Gordon Jenkins. It's called Goodbye. Thank you.
Emmett Cohen on WBGO. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
And thanks, Michael.
You're playing some of your own gigs this week at Birdland besides what you're playing with Veronica.
Yes, on Thursday and Saturday evenings at 5:30 before the 8:30 and 11 o'clock sets, I'll be there with the trio, just playing a set of trio music.
And then Tuesday through Saturday, Veronica, you singing with the band.
Yes.
Upstairs at Birdland.
Upstairs.
Indeed. Now there's an upstairs and downstairs.
Yep. One's the theater and one's upstairs.
Which is also theatrical.
Yes, very much so. You're,
as again, I said before, you're quite theatrical, and it's delightful to hear all of that and to keep all of that going. I mean, what do you really aspire to now? You tour otherwise. I mean, how do you earn a living? That's what I was trying to talk about before. But you tour with Chris Botti.
I tour with Chris Botti, and from time to time, maybe once a year, I'll do something with Jazz Lincoln Center. Benny Green, of course, and then with my stuff. But my stuff keeps me pretty busy, too. In between, I'm always working on stuff for the new records and the new working on writing a musical as well. Well, I don't want to give it away now, do I? But it's gonna be called The Man from Harlem, and I hope to actually make it one of the records, too. It's more of a 1920s, set in the 1920s.
Cool.
In that style.
Cool.
So, yeah, theater is always on the horizon as well.
It's great for all. I think I can speak for most of us, if not all of us, at WBGO, that we get so many CDs all the time, and there's no time to listen to them. And then when we do listen to them, it's like, oh, no, we only hear 30 seconds, and that's all we need to hear. But sometimes we hear it, and then it just keeps on playing because it's so good. And then you play it again, which is the ultimate rare wonderfulness of an album like this Benny Green record called Then and Now. I mean, I played it two or three times already. And you're one of the highlights, besides Benny being, you know, just a hell of a player always from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on this. And I think what really blew me away was you singing to Dexter Gordon for Regular Zone.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah. Whose idea was that?
Well, I mean, all of the songs that I'm on were kind of my ideas. I would just be, you know, Benny and I are hanging out and I'm just singing the melody to For Regulars Only or Split Kick. And he's like, oh, man, let's do that one on the record. I'm like, okay, cool. Love it. It's a great, you know, just kind of came together naturally. If you resonate with a song, there wasn't a lot of, like, emotional attachment to it, but it became this wonderful thing because it was just so off the cuff and natural. Like, let's do it. All right.
Here's that wonderful thing on WBGO. Benny Green on Jazz 88, Then and Now, the album, and Veronica Swift singing. That's Dexter's For Regulars Only. And she's with me, and Emmett Cohen is with me, and they're together. They're going to be at Birdland this coming week, Tuesday through Saturday, and great fun to hear you. I've enjoyed hearing the both of you now for a while, and hearing you two together exponentially even better. So, can we have one more?
Oh, sure. Well, let's do Pennies from Heaven. One, two, one, two.
Come on, cheer up, baby. You've just got to listen to me, dear. The skies are going to clear up. Smile for me, darling. Sit right down, listen here. Now every time it rains for me, it's raining pennies from heaven. No matter the mood I'm in, and don't you know, each cloud contains pennies from heaven. Just look and you'll find your fortune a-falling all over town. Be sure your umbrella is upside down, my baby, and then when you go out, you're trading it for a package of happiness and flowers. And baby, if you want those things you love, you best have showers.
For when you hear thunder, don't run down under a tree. There's pennies from heaven for only you and me. Yep, baby, only you and me. Every time the rain comes tumbling down, suddenly I think about you and see you standing there with your head hanging down each time you think about me. I've given you every bit of loving, every time you call and say to me, whoa, 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 honey, won't you come on home and run to me, only to see you're back there in front of me. It's me, right here, in front of you, that girl you met 50 summers ago. Remember all the poems and love songs echoing through our very first kiss, playing on and on forever. Ooh, my baby, with each touch, save me. No matter whatever mood I'm in, you know we've got each other. Years gone by, I still remember the vow, and that's why I stand before you now. Got no umbrella, because I sold it for a pack of sun. And even though the rain's a man of shame, it's such a shame that you still claim that I'm the dame. We'll let the love go down the drain, and only for my own entertainment. Now you couldn't be wrong, and I've waited for so long to sing a simple song for you now. No matter whatever mood I'm in, you know I really don't care about what the others say. My heart has found its way, and though it's foggy, dark, and cloudy, man, you really brighten up my day. And even though you're throwing sticks and stones, I've changed up our love for bones, and not even you will break through. Because no matter how you try, my heart will belong to you. Yeah. From heaven, and don't you know each cloud contains those pennies from heaven? Just look and you'll find your fortune falling all over town. Best be sure that your umbrella zap-a-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-boops. When you go out, you're trading it for some sunshine and flowers. And if you want those things you love, you best have showers. For when you hear the thunder, don't run down under a tree, 'cause there's pennies from heaven, pennies from heaven, pennies for you and me.
Whose pennies was that?
That was my lyric to Stan Getz's solo on Pennies from Heaven with Oscar Peterson.
More and more from you, please, like that, and
thank
then
you.
Some, and
thank
then
you so
some.
Much.
It's really a treat to hear two like you two together and wonderful.
Thank you so
because
much.
It makes me want to hear more. Oh, let's hear more. Come on.
Oh,
whip
well,
something out.
Another one.
Whip something
well.
Out spontaneously.
Right.
Don't even think about it too much. Just start singing and playing and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, something a little striding.
After you've gone, there's no denying you feel blue, you feel sad. You've missed the bestest friend you ever had. Oh, there'll come a time, and don't you forget it, there'll come a time you're gonna regret it. Someday when you are lonely, your heart will ache like mine, and you want me only after you've gone, after you've gone. After you've gone and left me crying, oh, after you've gone, there'll be no more denying. You'll feel blue, you'll feel sad. There'll come a time, honey, and don't you forget it. There'll come a time you're gonna regret it. Someday when you are lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you want me only after you've gone. After you've dipped up down, you've become to bump up away.
Veronica Swift and Emmett Cohen, thanks for bopping by.
Well, thank you for having us.
On WBGO.